And we are live on Being Community Radio. 2 hours, two different topics. The first one is the journey after the journey, where we remind ourselves why we are doing this work. And it's ultimately to appreciate the journey itself, to appreciate our essence of explorers, our essence of discoverers. Because that's what we are doing. We're a community of self-explorers. We're a community of human beings waking up to the dreamer, waking up to the fact, the truth, the knowledge that we are creating and co-creating our lives. This entire universe, this entire illusion that is happening in the back of your brain, in the back of your mind, it's all happening within your consciousness, and you know it. And if you're listening, which you obviously are, this is a fragment of you, a fragment of the big divine intelligence split off into billions and billions of different expressions, all to be able to go on this journey and come back home. It's the gamble life took by splitting. Big bang, small bang, whatever it may be. But all of us listening, all of us tuning in and waiting for the reminders, waiting to remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember you have a role here. Remember you are here to contribute. Remember you are here to remember yourself. Come back together. Come back together to your Mother Earth. Come back together. Come back with your fellow human beings. They are not outside of you. I am definitely not inside you, or not outside of you. I'm inside. Speaking in your headphones, on your speaker, on your technology that you invented just so one day you could hear yourself reminding you that we are all one. And this is your ancient, cosmic, mythical reminder. Pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to your voices. Pay attention to what's coming up in your life. Pay attention to what flows. Pay attention to what flows. If you feel a little resistant right now, it's because it's true. If you feel a little uncomfortable and excited at the same time, you know it's true. You're experiencing the friction of your own greatness. You're experiencing the friction of your own fragmented self fighting and saying, no, I am just me. I am an individual. I am a unique expression with your heart self, knowing that you're just here to remind yourself that there is an entire new world, this entire new dimension, shall we say, where you're not busy with trying to be someone, where you're not busy being afraid, where you're not busy protecting yourself, where you're not busy trying to figure things out, but instead, you let go. You let go. And you allow life to figure itself out through you and your expression. Allowing life to figure itself out through you. Letting your unique essence just be. Stopping to feel the turmoil, the dread, the anticipation, the constipation of your creativity. You feel that? Do you feel creatively constipated? Do you feel like you know you're creating your life? You know on some level that all of this is really coming from your belief systems about who you are, what you deserve, and even more, what it is that you really, really, truly want for yourself. And that includes as equal as your dreams, as equal as your positive desires, your fears, your nightmares, your worst case scenario are as powerful, if not more, as far as energy output, as far as your concentration, you emitting and radiating the energy field, fears, insecurities, doubts, the places where you feel ugly, scared, really, really, really disempowered, unfair advantage, and maybe disadvantage would be the word, and unfair disadvantage. You are screwed up, defective. You didn't have what other people have. You are not like the best. And you keep coming into the same walls. You keep finding the same bumps on the road. You keep experiencing the same heartache with different names and different stories. But the themes have been the same. And this is your soul, me, reminding you to pay attention. Take a breath. That part of you that's been knocking on your door, that's been knocking on your consciousness, whether it's the ticklish, excited, goosebumps side of you, or it's just life slapping you in the face saying, wake up. You are afraid and you're here to remember. You're here to remember who you are. And all of the fear and insecurities and opportunities to really experience the friction and shine light on your fears. Because it is your job to illuminate those places that you are stuck in or feel stuck in. Your entire purpose of your life is to illuminate your own shadow, to embrace your shadow, to show that the beauty and the magic of life comes from the dance of the two. The beauty, the miraculous, the wonder of the mystery. It's that it's coming from light and the dark. We're not trying to rid of anything. We're not trying to fix anything. We're not trying to correct anything. Enjoy the contradictions. Enjoy the suffering. Enjoy the drama. Become the observer. Pay attention to the patterns. What are you trying to teach yourself? You always know it. It's always simple when you take the time, like you are doing right now, to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. I am talking to you. I am talking to me. I am you. I'm nothing short but electrical impulses that are happening in your mind, that are happening through life, through a co-creation we all call the internet technology, where we are connected to everything all the time. Why? Why did we go so far, get so far up in our heads just so we can stay still and allow technology to evolve, to show us what? This, right now, it's true. We are all connected. We all have access to all of the information. All of the information. And as we start this spring in our work in being community, or as being community, we are a community that includes you, that are celebrating and supporting human awakening. We're celebrating and supporting human awakening, and that is you right now. We have allowed for technology to emerge. We didn't discover anything new in technology, and you know that. We just remembered what's possible. And we are allowing the creatives, the artists, we're allowing those of us, which you don't know who, you never stop to think about who invented all of this. You may know some artist, you may know of Steve Jobs, you may know of some people who made the news. And yet, those of us who have made this possible, the internet and technology, are artists and visionaries who saw this possible in their imagination, because that's you inviting yourself to connect to the biggest and most obvious metaphor. Technology, the internet, is a reflection, is a mirror of consciousness. It is literally a mirror to the ever-expanding infinite possibilities of everyone and everything. And all of this invention to tell you and remind you that there is a life speaking through you. We don't have to wait for emergencies to wake up. And it's okay that we have until now. It's okay that our experience of coming into consciousness actually started with trauma. Yes, we all experienced a personal big bang in order to come into our own self-consciousness. So if you need to lick that wound or embrace that broken heart, if you need to give yourself a big, big, big hug and realize that you caused the split, you allowed it to happen, that it has been your gamble, your cosmic game to face your greatness, face your beauty. If the big, big game of life has been to put us face to face with our own contradictions, isn't it time to declare for yourself, to make the commitment to experience at least as much joy and as much wonder and as much embracing of the mystery as much as you have been embracing and exploring your misery? We know. I know you put on a happy face. We all do. We know the pain, the hurt, the boredom, the sheer madness you feel inside. The absolute, oh, what the hell is going on? Really? This is the life that we have made ourselves? Yes. Yes. It is. You did it. You did. We did it. This is what we have allowed to happen with our belief system. This is what's called a crisis of imagination. But is it a crisis or is it a rebirth? Is it a crisis or is it a birthing? Just think of the possibilities. Expand your imagination. And this is what we are doing together in Being Community. We are committed to exploring. We are committed to crossing our own boundaries. We are committed to go where no one has gone before, or especially where we get ridiculed for.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream. Till your soul is released. Know you are loved. rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream.
And we are back. You're back. Hopefully, we need you back. We definitely need you back. You know, you guys know me, you guys who don't know me, I'll tell you that when I invited my father to come to see me work for the first time, to come to see what it is that I chose to do, well, I don't know if I chose, but I definitely said yes. I remembered my role as a life guide, as a spiritual teacher, as a community builder, as a magician, as a wizard, as an everyday alchemist. And I made the risky decision to step out of 14 years of being behind a computer and actually do what I've always remembered myself to be doing one day. And in the first experience, the first gathering, I have my father there. And in the peak of it, when it's on, when people are connected and sharing and remembering and experiencing those moments of awe and beauty, I looked at my father and I said, "You see why I do this for a living? Because I don't want to be the only crazy one." And if you're feeling like you're the only crazy one sometimes in your life, it's time to come out and play. It's awkward, it's weird, it's hard. It was 4 years ago that I stepped away from the computer, from the comfort of my IT job, of the comfort of certifications and doing the latest thing in either technology or real estate or even spirituality and personal development. I was doing what other people were doing. And when I stepped away from it, I really thought it was going to take me 3 months to be on my feet. And it's been 4 years, more than 4 years, and I have been on and off my feet so many times, and it's the greatest journey so far. It's such a great experience. It's such a great experience to follow the signs, to trust yourself, to follow the reversed breadcrumbs in your life, and pay attention to who is showing up. You cannot fight this. You cannot. Well, you can. That's where disease and stress and trouble comes in. And it really is nothing short of life's autocorrect feature coming in and saying, "Hello, this is not what you want to do." The longer you ignore it, the longer you ignore your signs, yourself, your soul speaking, the harder and more painful things get. So maybe our job is so great. Maybe you, listening to this, you have such big, grand visions that you either get stuck thinking about yourself or you just never do anything. Guess what? They're both natural. They're normal in this awakening process of the teachers, of the wizards, of the shamans. And that's you right now listening. You want to be a shaman in your life. That's our responsibility now. At the age of information, which we are in right now, it is everyone's responsibility to become their own guide, their own shaman. Look for others, but just see who comes in. See who comes into your life. See who you want to learn from, who is pissing you off and yet reminding you at the same time who you want to be. Whose ugly sides and beautiful sides you resonate with. Both of them. Both of them. Explore that. Follow your own personal rabbit portal. Maybe not rabbit hole. Go up the ladder. Expand your consciousness. Let go already. Let go already. Let go. Go already. Yes. Yes. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow did not happen. It didn't. Tonight, you go to sleep. You dream again the future. Tonight, you go to sleep and you allow yourself to actually dream up your future. Mm-hmm. Pay more attention to your dreams. Pay more attention to the coincidences, if you don't want to call them synchronicities. Coincidences in your life, which mathematically speaking, coincidence comes from the terms coinciding angles. Angles that are coinciding. Like attracts like. Do you like that term better? Coincidence? Which term? And if you hate that term, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You cannot hate life's creations. You cannot hate ideas. There is no such thing. If you hate something, look at it. Look at it. If it doesn't empower you, ignore it. Let it go. But if it keeps coming back to you, and what you find is resentment and anger, examine the relationship to yourself. Because if you can't let it go, there is something for you to learn. If you can't let it go, maybe you need to start listening and paying attention. You cannot be hating the potential of your own greatness for too long. There is a great sage, prophet, wizard of your own life within you all the time. You might be busy with the thinking version of yourself. You might be dragged around by your own thoughts because you have been identified with your thoughts. You may have been indoctrinated, brainwashed, just like everyone else, that your thoughts are you. Thank God they're not. And you know that. Because if it was up to your thoughts to keep yourself going and to figure your own health out, you dropped dead a long, long, long time ago. It ain't your thought. Your thoughts are like tools. Your thoughts are energy lasers. Your thoughts are energy beams. Your thoughts are the tools, the alchemical tools of the gods. But they are not you. There is a thinker. You are so freaking powerful. You are a god in your life that a real god doesn't have good or bad. A real god doesn't have good or evil. A real god creates. A real god can create heaven and hell. A real god is you. It's both. It is both, and you know it deep, 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 deep inside. So what the F are you so afraid of? Yourself. Uh-huh. Not good enough. Stupid. Ugly. Self-sabotaging. Destructive. Where did you learn it? Where did we learn it? Oh, yeah, yes, yes, yes. That's right. Our parents, our system, our religion. But who made all of it up? You did. Oh, I'm driving myself crazy. Mm-hmm. How else are you going to come face to face with your consciousness? Face to face with who you are and what you are creating. Take some freaking responsibility. Enough thinking there is someone else out there. There is no one else. No one else. It's everyone. All of us, including and especially me right now, are different petals of the same flower. Different petals of the same flower with our own abilities to continuously experience the friction, the contractions, the big bangs, to allow your godliness, your beauty, your divine nature to be released Let your soul sing. That's the music that we keep going to every break. That's the music you keep hearing. They've been saying it all along in the music, and you know it. There is a rhythm to this. You have your own personal rhyme with life, and you have reached that turning point. You have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. You have reached that turning point. And don't wait to tell me what, don't wait for me to tell you what it is, because I can feel you. I can feel you waiting. What? What turning point? What turning point? I want it. I want it. Exactly. You do want it. And it's time to really acknowledge it. Acknowledge what it is that you yearn for. What are you longing for? What's behind the fears, the insecurities? What's beyond feeling ugly? What's beyond feeling unloved? What's beyond these treacherous mountains of self-work and personal development? What's beyond this dark tunnel where, what do we say? There's light at the end of the tunnel? What tunnel and what end? It's you. You can always, always turn on your flashlight. And guess what? If not, someone will hand you a flashlight. And right now, if this is your moment, I'm handing you a flashlight. You gave that to me. I'm passing it back to you. You gave me confidence. You reminded me who I am. You continue to remind me who I am. It's happening right now. And as my thanks and gratitude to you, I come here every week, almost, when I'm not scared of myself. I come here and I shine. I pass on the flashlight by showing you that it was always, always in your hand. To be more accurate, in your chest. Right there. You can feel it. There's always a kindle in there. Always. Let us fan each other's kindles. Let us blow on each other's coals. It takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of time to catch on. Mm-hmm. This is your turning point. This is the moment where you trust your light, where you stop stomping on your light with fear. You are not going to burn. The burning, what? You? Kindle? Bush? Never stops. It never, never stops. And the metaphorical God asks Moses, who are you? Where are you? Moses says, here I am.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.nyc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Beloved child, go out, spread light to the world. Be strong, be kind, be brave. your mind. Know that you're divine. Know that it's alright to be afraid. Know that you are loved.
Celebrating and supporting human consciousness. Celebrating and supporting your human consciousness. Have you ever celebrated your consciousness? Have you ever marveled that you are a human being? You have the ability to what? You are thinking. Hold on, stop thinking. There is space. I don't care how neurotic you are. And I don't care how scared you are. There are space between the thoughts. What is that space? Thank you for making some space for me in your life. Thank you for continuing to invite me into your life because we need each other. That space allows for the bigger intelligence, the intelligence that is thinking you up, the intelligence that has made you with so many senses that you are able to experience everything so much more than your eyes can see. So much more than your five senses. You know everything. Your skin, your body is like the biggest sensing consciousness. It's, you know, not through your mind, you know through everything. So thank you for giving me your deeper, higher, more profound sense of self to speak to you and remind you that as much, at least, as you're paying attention to the problems in your life or to what you don't have, you're making an effort. You're making the commitment to explore your greatness, what's beautiful in your life, what's beautiful about your journey, what's beautiful about your constant search. You haven't stopped. You haven't stopped. You keep going. If you're depressed, then that means you keep going. You're not numb. If you're sad and you got more ups and downs than a yo-yo, that's good. It's a strong, strong soul. It's persevering. It keeps going. You keep trying. Yes, you keep hitting the same walls. And yes, I know you feel so stuck, so stuck. But who is it that is feeling stuck? Who is it that's feeling stuck? If you stopped being stuck, what would you do? Oh no. Greatness on the horizon once again. Greatness is on the horizon. Let us support each other in being great. I'm sick and tired, literally sick and tired of suppressing our own greatness. Literally sick and tired of holding on to the magic, hiding the magic, being afraid to be burned by our own light or by other people's anger and rejection. If you're feeling that search for greatness, that quest to shine, you must, it is your responsibility to answer that calling. It's your responsibility to start paying attention to the journey after the journey. What, who, and why are you here? Okay, no more problems. Okay, no more disease. Okay, you're self-sustaining. You got it. You got it all. Now what? That's the place where you must start generating your life from. From the feeling state of who you are when you are safe. From the desired state of what's possible for you, even if it's not probable. Even if it's just a little glimpse, but you can feel that if you were given the choice, if you were given the opportunity to show up as an artist, as a teacher, as an entrepreneur, as a parent, as a, I don't know, I don't want to know. That's for you to show us. If you were giving that one in a million opportunity, would you take it? I know you're scared, but what do you want to be possible for you? If you could do it all over again, if you were on your deathbed, those are not, you know, I don't need to even say all this. This is spirituality 101. You already know. You know what you want to explore. How? The breadcrumbs in your life, the coincidences, where you are, what keeps breaking your heart, what do you keep yearning for and longing for? What did you daydream about when you were a kid? What broke your heart the first time you started? What did you really want to do? And this is why we are a community of human beings awakening to our own and with our own potential. That's what being community is all about. I used to say for 3 years now, I would say, we are not a community. We are merely modeling community behavior. That's what I used to say. Why? Because ultimately, the vision I've always held is the human being community coming together. I did not want to trigger or recreate any fears or possibilities for exclusions, for alienation. I did not want to have names. I did not want to turn into a thing that's outside of us. I kept the name simple and clean. Being community on Facebook, beingcommunity.com. And yet, I never would do anything with it. I would just keep it secret. A secret group, a website that doesn't work, plans for later. And after 4 years, 3 years in New York doing this, and saying we are not a community, literally saying that we are merely modeling community behavior, what I've learned is that the community behavior that we have been modeling, for the most part, for so much of it, and the big percentage of things, is the fifth year of high school. Recreating the same trauma, the same drama. And for the most part, for the most statistically speaking, out of the 400 people I have worked with, 7 out of 10 people would get lost in their own drama. Would get lost in their own projections of what's bad, would get lost in their own place that they didn't want to grow up. So 3 years later, I'm here and realizing that we are a community. Because the 3 out of 10 people that have stayed and continued to work with us, continue to show up no matter what the rumors, the gossip, the projections, they kept engaged in the conversation. They said, I'm seeing this for a reason. The best conversations I could ever have with someone, well, that's not true. Top 5 conversations over the past 3 years that got me so much closer to either my teacher or people coming to me. And the statement would say, I don't trust you. When I said that to my teacher, we got closer than ever before. When people come up to me and say, hey, there's something here. I feel like I don't trust you. I know that we're going to be such good friends. I know that when we finally tell the truth, when we finally uncover, unload those places in us that we cannot fathom our own greatness, we cannot trust someone with a shadow because we have a fear against our own shadow. We're afraid to get lost in our own shadows. We go away, we look for something, someone, somewhere else. So the 3 out of 10 people who have continued have formed such a beautiful, strong community that I can't look them in the face anymore and say, we're not a community. We're merely modeling community behavior. Well, it worked. Those of us that have been modeling community behavior, literally coming back, expressing our truth, staying in the conversation, trusting ourselves within in each other's company, coming back together have formed such a beautiful, strong community that at this point, I can screw it up if I don't step it up and say, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what? You want community? You got it. You deserve it. I'm not going to belittle you or myself anymore by refraining from saying that we are a community and the thought that it may alienate someone else. We can do it right. We can show people what being community it really is all about. And that's you listening right now. If you like it, you don't know us, that's okay. If you feel it, you want to be community, you want to know what it feels like, then follow the next step. Check out the website, check out another podcast. Follow your symbols, follow your imagery. This is like a casting call to all of the people wanting to wake up into their greatness. We are a community of greatness. Yes, greatness. You know what that word is. I keep saying it these days because it feels so good to you. You feel guilty. Good. Good. Bring your guilt. Bring your insecurities. Most importantly, bring your shadows. Bring them. Don't come pretending that you're someone else. Don't come pretending that you're fixed. Don't come pretending that you know what's wrong with you. That's boring. Boring. You don't know everything about you. You are literally a baby. You are a baby in consciousness time. Baby. All of us, consciousness babies. We need care. We need nurturing. We need good examples of support. We need good examples of a real father, a real mother, people who know how to get you to examine your own stuff and still be there for you. People who support you, but not by asking for credit. People who support you and love you and give you everything you need, but definitely not everything you want. Because that is what you've been trying and trained to either receive or try to receive or give. Ugh. There is an inefficient energy exchange going on in the world. And we are literally a product of our own greed, of our own lack of imagination. And it's time for you to accept the greater version of yourself into your life. Let it lead you. Let it dance you. Let it your soul be danced by your own spirit. What would that feel like? What would that really, really feel like?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Know you are love. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream. Till your soul is released. Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream.
And we're back. Till your soul is released. With my one-man Broadway podcast show. I've been looking at Peter O'Connor here in the studio, and he's been gracious and kind to allow me to just keep going, and he likes it, and I like it too, but I really want to bring you on as on the last segment of the journey after the journey, and at least acknowledge your presence and say happy birthday coming up.
Thank you. Yep. To you as well.
That's right.
4 days after. I giggled a few times. I don't know if the mic's caught me. It made me laugh a few times in the last 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, you know what? I heard it better the other day. It's even more direct. Don't take anything other people tell you too seriously.
That's cool.
Yeah, find your own discoveries.
That's really cool.
So,
and the first one, I think the two companions go together. They both work. It's kind of like...
Yeah. Well, especially knowing that...
Blue and green, you know?
We are chatting with each other's consciousness in an effort, a stronger, more collective effort to wake each other up, get off the pity couch... Get off this idea you're not going to be scared or things are not going to be awkward. And if you think this podcast is any good, just know that it's been literally over 100 hours on this mic just to feel this comfortable. 100 hours is not a lot in the big span of times. But can you imagine? And you, Peter, you have been an actor for a few decades now. I mean, your whole life, really.
No, not quite, but... somewhere around my 16th year now. Yeah.
How are you with awkward moments with your insecurities, and what's the advice you can really, really give those of us listening? Because you've been tuned into this show so far. Mm-hmm. Well, what can you add? Please do.
Humor. I mean, part of taking ourselves less seriously and you know, having an appreciation for the process, it's really very difficult to do when you feel stuck. And when you are at that place in the third week of February and you don't want to admit that, yeah, I'm probably a little depressed. And when you're so frozen by those feelings is, of course, the most important time to do the following. And until we really create this practice of self-care so that it picks up some forward motion on its own, it's a difficult thing to make happen. But I
have, is it?
It was for me until it happened. And it happened by continuing to show up and do the self-care. And then it does start to... The thing I'm referring to is a bit of a bird's eye view. Being able to look at yourself and your process and your experience from a distance. And recognize that you are not the feelings you're so caught up in. You are not the stuck. Yeah, you feel stuck. Yeah, you feel pissed off at yourself for X, Y, or Z. But that's a feeling. And you can look at that from afar. You know it will pass. And the fact that you are so upset about the feeling is such a great sign. Because what does it mean? You're not complacent. You want it to change. You're probably frustrated it isn't changing faster. Pull back even further. Reverence for this process. And in terms of awkward insecurity moments, and this is when it helps to really have friends who speak the same parlance, who are doing this work together, where you can look back and laugh at that. It felt absolutely horrible at the moment, that awkward insecurity. It happened again. And then when you tell your friend that tea the next mid-morning, maybe it comes out in the form of a story that's funny. Listen to this funny thing, as opposed to needing to have your back rubbed because you're so embarrassed about it. It can be both. To me, what's healthy and helpful and energizing ultimately is creating the space, and I think of it visually, really looking at the whole thing from a distance.
Self-care is what you're saying. It's like
That's the fuel. And I know that that's people, the fuel.
People listening.
And calling.
Or calling.
The fuel, the nourishment, the food for these systems is self-care.
Because I can feel the excitement, you know, listening. If you're still tuned in, which I, obviously you are, there's this part of you that's excited about the turning point, about the recognition, about knowing that this is true. You are on the verge of your own greatness, and this is happening. And bringing Peter on in this last segment to really just ground this and say, hey, hello. Self-care is where it begins, and ultimately it's the game. It's the game of life trying to take care of itself while imagining, mm-hmm. while contradicting, while causing its own friction to see its own beauty facing its own shadow. And what's next? There is such beauty and marvel when we experience our own resistance and allow it to push us, allow it to become and transmute and transform into the surrender and the beauty. The stronger the doubt, the stronger the insecurity, the more beautiful the awkward, the expression, the unfiltered essence as it comes out. Oh God, it's everything you want to feel.
Yeah, we don't criticize a baby for, we never think of a baby as being awkward. Our souls, our consciousnesses are in the baby stage. We don't ever call a baby awkward. They're new. Let's look at the self-care, the fear of greatness. That those are big words, and it can feel to me hyperbolic or too difficult to own. We start to get good at working on ourselves. We start to get good at seeing that, wow, with help and support, I really can heal these emotional wounds. And we get, sometimes not knowing it, a little stuck, if not addicted to those processes. And the boredom is a good sign because that probably means it's time to make space to move forward. You don't have to be totally healed to get what you want from life and to help with the healing of others. Fear of greatness, to me, fear of the unknown. To make space for the unknown when I'm not so caught up in my neuroses, I'm not so
convinced
that I'm wounded, I'm not so
petrified.
Petrified, and I don't have to talk about every time I'm triggered. These things are happening, I'm noticing them, but they're not dominating 80% of my thinking.
That's right.
There's space for the unknown and acknowledge the fear of the unknown.
Don't indulge on you knowing your issues. God, that is so 1997. Actually, no. It's more 2005.
And so you say a lot, you know, what is it? Allow yourself to be seduced by your own reverence, by yourself, by the unknown.
By your imagination.
Listen, if all this self-care is doing this positive work we know it's doing, then we have no right to assume or expect anymore that bad things are going to continue to keep happening. Good things are going to happen. Good things are coming. That's what happens when we shift these beliefs towards the positive. Sitting still and being quiet with ourselves, it's big. Unknown.
So I'm listening to this podcast. I don't know how I got to this. And I'm listening, and it's just about a few minutes in. A few minutes close to the end. And I may never listen to this again. I don't even have any clue why I'm listening to this. But I still am. And I make the decision to literally just move on and see what happens. But I'm going to listen to the rest of this in the last 2 or 3 minutes. Something about this, something here keeps drawing me in. And what we are telling you, me, you, your higher you, your deeper you, the soulful you, to make more room for the unknown. Cultivate the excitement like a child. Like a child. You don't have to be childish. Be childlike. Again, You don't have to be childish. There's a big difference. I know you are a consciousness baby, but you don't have to be a big baby. Take the time. Take the time to listen to the space. To listen to the space between your thoughts. Make the commitment right now. Right now, if nothing else, to take 10 minutes. 10 minutes every day, twice a day, to just sit there and listen to your thought. You're not meditating, you're not doing anything, you're not doing binding beats and things and whatever. Just commit to get to know yourself, to become friends with your voices, to become friends with your spirit, because it's begging you to come back home. We need you. We really, really need you. Come be community. Come show your gifts. Come lead us. The Red Sea has already parted. Okay? You did it. It's all open for you. Your fears are there. Use them. Use them. Use your fears as propellers, as engines, as thrusters. Use the friction. You are great, and we love you, and we're waiting for you. Come join the Knights.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.